morning, Brookings.
It's the FOMO Show coming at you once again this lovely Monday morning.
Hello, FOMO Nation.
We have a guest co-host again this week. She's kind of become a regular co-host, but that's okay. We love her. It's Ashley Bigger.
Good morning, Brookings.
You know what I've been dying to say, and I haven't told you this yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know, it's nice outside, right?
Totally nice.
Do you know what it is?
Nope.
It's sweater weather.
Sweater weather!
I love fall, and I love sweater weather!
And to clarify, too, Miss Cam, you called me Miss Big R the other day, I think, on the radio, and people were confused about my last name.
I apologize.
So it's bigger, like bigger is better, just to clarify that one for everybody out there listening. Because
we're a ton bigger.
We're a ton bigger. Yes. We're a ton bigger fun, really.
I call her that to aggravate her, and I apologize. It's a habit. It's
you
a habit.
Apologize. I just want to make sure people know what my last name is. So
Ashley Bigger. Hey, it's a holiday. So thanks for working.
Yeah.
Today is a holiday.
It's Native American Day, all day today, on the 11th of October.
I love it. So, and we're in the fall, and it's Native American Day, and I'm feeling the air is feeling wonderful and crisp.
Gorgeous.
I love it. So do you have a dad joke for us today?
Do I have a dad joke for you today? I surely do. Let me tell you what. How do you fix a broken pumpkin?
I don't know how.
Get this. With a pumpkin patch.
Hey, I need to get out to a pumpkin patch. Speaking of which,
you do. Sanderson is a good one. Sanderson
it's time.
It is time.
Just to get the show going and stay on mission as to why we are here, did you do anything fun this weekend?
I kind of had a lackadaisical weekend and a little voluntolding to my husband kind of weekend and a little cleaning weekend. So we made some cookies.
That's great.
We didn't really get out too much, but.
But you made fall cookies. I saw that.
Yes. I made double butterscotch chip cookies. They were delicious. If you want the recipe, let me know.
You just comment below and she'll share
that below.
With me.
It was good.
Maybe.
Was
good. I went to the football game. I was once again serving beer there with all my good friends, and that was lovely. So I appreciated being there with Aramark.
Yeah. Yes. Fun times.
Fun times. So we should talk about this week because, there's not a tremendous amount of activity, but what there is quality and exciting because it's fall themed and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So do you want to start us off with the normal kind of Tuesday fair?
You know, the Tuesday fair is Trivia Tuesday at Wooden Legs Brewing Company.
Yeah.
I hope they have a fall theme eventually or a Halloween one.
Ooh,
that'd be so much. I'm sure they do. Seth and his crew have got to have that going on. So, but that's fun there. Our Trivia Tuesday starts at 7:30 p.m. at Wooden Legs Brewing Company. Enjoy a brew and some trivia.
And some pizza if you
and
want.
And some pizza.
Their
pizza's I love their pizza.
Delicious. And then, as always, we talked about last time, 9 o'clock Wednesday across the board nationally is 1 million cups.
Yeah, and it's at Eponymous.
At a bar.
At a bar.
At 9 in the morning.
At 9 in the morning.
That's
they have coffee.
You could just do.
I don't know. It's up to you if you want to have beer. I don't know how that works there. So
yeah, this one is the Swifttail Center is speaking.
Oh.
And that's interesting because a lot of people don't understand the inner workings of that facility. I know you do.
I do.
But they're part of the city, and I think they're going to explain how that connects to everybody here.
Yeah,
so.
Should be a great time there. So 9 a.m. at Eponymous. Yes, a.m., not p.m. So don't show up at p.m. and decide to have a little 1 million cup action.
It's confusing.
So. And then later on that evening at 7 p.m.,
It's adult bingo.
Adult bingo.
At the Lane. So that's the naughty, risque bingo.
So don't bring your children to that one or your teenagers. Or
right. But the kids and teenagers and the grandmas and the moms and the dads.
The whole
family. Everybody can go to the VFW
family.
To play bingo there.
And that's at 7 and 9? Or how does that work?
It's at 7 p.m. And that's wrong. Not 9 p.m. 7 to 9 is when bingo is at the VFW on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, too. So you can decide whether you want to be more a little family friendly or you want to go have some adult
You've
time.
You've got two bingo choices.
I mean, you could probably switch it up.
And then there's a new event that I'm excited about.
Dun, dun, dun.
On Thursday. Okay, so this is the one you write down, people, the FOMO Nation. Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at Good Roots, which if you have not been there, it is just a teensy bit out of town.
Not bad.
Gorgeous.
Not really awesome.
Emily's talked about an event that she went there on the show before, but it's a little family-owned farm, and they have a little barn. And this Thursday, they have brought a chef in from Sioux Falls, Chef Tina, and she's doing a fall harvest meal. So for one little flat fee, it's a flighted meal with wine. And I read the menu, and it's Oh my God, sounds delicious.
And if they want to see that menu and more, they can check that event out on Facebook. Yes, so check that out there. Good Roots. It's going to be happening on Thursday.
Thursday at 6:30.
How much fun is that?
That's, I mean, I'm hungry just I'm thinking hungry. About it. But I've never seen that before, so I'm excited. The Good Roots people are doing a lot of good things here this year.
Good things at Good Roots.
So follow them on Facebook if you want to keep up with all that. And then we got to skip to Friday, but there's some cool stuff on Friday.
There is some really cool stuff. I mean, of course, bingo at the VFW is happening again, 7 p.m. on Friday. But then at Wooden Legs, there's some live comedy.
I love it.
I love live comedy. It's over in that side room, so that will be really fun. That kicks off also at 7 p.m. Also happens on Saturday, too. So if you want to do something on Friday, oh, shoot, I missed the comedy act, you can come into it again on Saturday. So that's Wooden Legs Brewing Company, and it's only $20.
It's $20. I'm like, live comedy, and this is, it's not Sean Leary, but it's produced by him. So I think he's bringing people to Brookings. We're so blessed to have his connections here. So I think I'm going to go. I'm all about it on Saturday. So
I love that.
Maybe see you there. But that is, again, even the ticket link is on Facebook for that. So
awesome.
And then just to talk about a little, you know me, high school home game.
High school.
So the home game is on Friday. Once again, the backers will be out feeding everybody at SDSU. So Friday evening at 5 o'clock, our tailgate starts. I hear there's going to be creepy crawlies from Fear Asylum there. So Friday night, we're like hosting the tailgate. Fear Asylum will be there. And that's actually backer night at Fear Asylum. So we can go ahead and jump into Fear Asylum's open.
Yes, it's open.
Season for the spinning. So if you go on Friday to Fear Asylum, part of the proceeds go to the backers, and there's a discount for backer Bobcat families. So
that's awesome.
That is exciting. And Friday, the weather looks like gorgeous in fall.
And
so
for those that don't know, Fear Asylum is across the street from Pioneer Park. So
yes,
you can check
it
out over there.
A haunted house.
Haunted house.
And they have a Facebook page as well. I'm not sure of tickets. I think they're $20, but
don't quote her.
Don't quote me. But come see me. I will definitely be at the home game with Cubbies feeding everybody. So yeah. I'm excited about that for Friday. That kind of wraps up our Friday, but then Saturday is a whole slew of other things. So
Slew.
Farmers market, always downtown. I think we're going to be getting close.
Yep. So if you really want to make sure you get out and enjoy all the live produce and really cool people that we have here around the Brookings area that are just out there selling their goods and whatnot. So check that
and
out.
And if you're like me and you love carbs, they're... Because I love carbs.
Who doesn't love carbs?
I mean, the bread station is where it's at, okay? The bread.
The carbs are real there.
They
real
have,
carbs.
Like, danishes and cinnamon. I can't even start with the bread. So if you want the bread, get there early. And they have pumpkins right now, too, I think.
Because it's all y'all.
If you're not all about the bread like I am. But you should check it out before it's gone. It's really grown, and I'm really proud of that
little
nonprofit.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And we're lucky to have them downtown.
And that's over by the courthouse. So it's really fun if you want to start your morning off there, downtown Brookings, and kind of walk around, too. There's a really cool vibe happening in downtown Brookings,
And they're doing yoga in the grass sometimes, and there's a lot of kids. I've seen a llama.
I'm down with the llama.
I can't promise
like,
there'll be another
love
one there.
A llama?
But I'm all about it. So that's how you start your Saturday morning. And then, so Saturday's a big day.
Big day.
If you're a hunter, you know this. If you're married to one, you probably know
this
as
too.
Well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's the opening of pheasant season.
Pheasant season is here. Woo!
It's a thing in South Dakota. I never knew.
You never knew. You wouldn't have known.
But now here I am talking about it's a big deal.
And now you know.
So, you can load up the dogs and send the husbands with the dogs.
Send them out.
What the ladies need to do is Sade is having an all-day event called Vino and Vendors.
Ooh, a little vino action.
Go out, listen to some music, have some wine, shop the vendors. I think they've got regional vendors coming in. So, start at the farmer's market and then just continue your market day at Sade.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
It looks like, Kim, here on this list, if you entered this correctly, it's absolutely positively our favorite word, free. We do love a free event.
So with pheasant season, I guess the reason I'm excited about it is there's a lot of women's events that day.
Yes.
Because the women are, we need to treat ourselves too.
We need something to do while y'all are out
killing birds. Out. So the other thing I'm excited about is the Brookings Country Club has Ladies Day. And that's actually my event. And we are offering $7 exercise classes or crafting classes. We're going to decorate cookies for fall.
Ooh,
But here's the hook. We're also doing brunch and bottomless mimosas.
Bottomless mimosas.
That's where you have me.
So you first you get the bottomless mimosa, and yep. then you do the craft, right? Is that how it
that
works?
We can do that.
And then the craft usually looks better.
It does.
I mean, the eyes
the cookies
beholder.
Will taste better.
Everything will be better.
That starts at 9. You do not have to have a reservation.
Oh,
but,
you can just roll on out?
You can just roll on out. And again, that's on our Facebook page, Brookings Country Club. So look for that. I'm excited about it. It's the first time we've ever done it. So the support would be lovely. And then, oh, tell us about there's a 5K. Do you know about
there is
that?
A 5K. The Domestic Violence Awareness 5K at Miller Wellness Center. It's on Saturday from 1 until 3.
Yeah. So if you want to give back, that's only $10. And then we can just skip to next. What's coming up next that FOMO Nation should be really aware
FOMO
of.
FOMO Nation.
Coming
Set
up
your alarms.
Hobo Day.
Hobo Day is here.
So we'll be talking about that. Like next episode will be kind of Hobo Day focused.
Probably very Hobo Day focused.
In the meantime, submit your events. Comment, like, share. Thanks for all the support. Find the link to submit. BrookingsRadio.com/FOMO Show. Thank you much. Goodbye, Brookings. Oh, what's going on?
All right, there we go. Another FOMO. It'll be on BrookingsRadio.com here momentarily as soon as I wrap the markets and get in.